There are about 30,000 Marines poised on the Kuwait-Iraqi border, among them the 50 members of the 1st Marine Division Band. In peacetime, they play John Philip Sousa. In wartime, they man heavy machine guns. NPR's John Burnett reports from northern Kuwait.
The bandmaster is a master gunnery sergeant. The clarinetist leads the 50-caliber machine gun team. The bassoonist shoots the machine gun. And the euphonium player is an ammunition bearer. This is a true band of brothers.
My name is Sergeant Michael Yeager. I'm a tuba player with the 1st Marine Division Band.
Yeager, a 25-year-old from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, sits behind the wheel of a Humvee parked in front of row after row of sand-colored tents that comprise his temporary home in the desert, Camp Matilda. In war, it's rare for military musicians to fill combat roles, but Yeager says that's not the case with the Marines.
Every Marine is a basic rifleman, whether you're a musician, cook, artilleryman, anything.
So the fact that you play tuba doesn't make you any less lethal?
Not at all, not in the least. I say it makes me more lethal.
Why is that?
Musicians are calculating. We have to be able to sit there and make a decision on the fly, be it playing our instrument, tuning, making snap decisions of what I'm going to do, how I'm going to cover up for certain things, how I'm going to adapt. Same thing happens when you're out in battle. You have to make snap decisions.
When they're home at division headquarters at Camp Pendleton near San Diego, they play concerts, balls, and military ceremonies, and march in parades, such as the Tournament of Roses. They're one of 14 Marine Corps music units, which include the Presidential Band and the Drum and Bugle Corps. In wartime, the 1st Marine Division Band has been deployed in every major conflict since World War II. During Desert Storm and in the current mission, the young corpsmen provide security for the division command headquarters. Corporal Michael Riendo, M240G machine gunner and E-flat alto saxophonist, is standing at the front entrance pulling guard duty.
Some of my favorite pieces include the Creston Sonata, the Dubois Concerto, the Hubert Concertino de Camera, all solo pieces for the saxophone.
He says he plans on going to college and getting a degree in music education after he leaves the Marine Corps, which has provided him with more excitement than he expected.
Actually, sir, I thought that we would be in a battle zone supporting troops musically, raising the morale musically. I never thought that we would be doing what we're doing now. So it's quite an experience. It's quite different than what I thought it would be. But I'm enjoying it nonetheless.
Though band members can assemble a 50-caliber machine gun, blindfolded, in under a minute, they have not played the Marines' hymn together since early February. They worry they're losing their chops. Sergeant Yaphet Jones, 33, from Chicago, an accomplished classical trumpeter with the Marine Band, tossed his mouthpiece into his pack when he left for Kuwait. He pulls it out for the first time in 6 weeks and practices what he calls buzzing. The 1st Marine Division Band did bring their instruments to Kuwait, but they're not here in camp. They're packed up in a shipping container in Kuwait City. Currently, there are no plans for a performance. As the war looms, the musical platoon is more focused on the task ahead. As Marine assault forces advance on Baghdad, the division headquarters will move north, and the bandsmen will find themselves at machine gun positions, defending the command post deep inside potentially hostile territory. Warrant Officer Michael Edmondson.
At this point, our primary focus has got to be security. And we have to focus on intense training and keeping our mind on what that is. And then when it's time to shift gears, we'll shift gears.
As they train for combat, the 1st Marine Division Band is never far from its music. A recording of the Presidential Marine Corps Band plays inside their band tent as Master Gunnery Sergeant and Bandmaster Steve Schweitzer directs the invisible ensemble with the big pin.
So do you all sound like that?
Better.
I think we sound better than that. We played it better than that, haven't we, Master Guns?
Certainly.
Is that?
Absolutely. It's one of our favorites, Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, John Philip Sousa. How fitting, considering where we are right now, huh?
John Burnett, NPR News, with the 1st Marine Division in northern Kuwait.